Welcome to Elma's Handicraft World. Today I'm gonna teach 5 West Nile hand embroidered stitches for beginners. Before we start, we need floss, needle, and a piece of fabric. Now let's enjoy stitching! The first one is running stitch. When stitching, we're literally pushing the needle through the fabric and putting it back. Repeat the steps and it will look like a dotted line. The running stitch is the easiest and the quickest stitch of all, and it's good for outlining and embroidery design. The second one is back stitch. Imagine there are 3 dots on a line, and we begin by pulling the needle and floss at the first dot, then step into the second dot and bring the needle up at the third dot. Finally, step into the second dot again. Repeat the last 2 steps. It will become a solid line. It's good for embroidering text and outlining. And when there are holes on our clothes or socks, the back stitch is also useful to patch them. The third stitch is split stitch. First of all, pull the needle and floss through the fabric and create 1 straight stitch. Second, bring the needle up at any further dot. Finally, bring down the needle to the center of the straight stitch that we have just created. The stitch creates a solid line and it will look like a braid after we finish it. Well, I usually use it to fill the desired patterns. The next one is satin stitch. Before starting, we'd better to draw the shape we want in order to make the edge smoother. Okay, now we have a square. Take the needle and floss and create 1 stitch that extends from one end of the shape to the other. Again, create another next to the first stitch, from this side to the opposite side. Remember, be sure to make each stitch as close as possible, so the work will be smooth and good looking. The last one is French knot. In the beginning, we start by bringing the needle and floss up through the fabric. Then wrap the floss around the needle twice or more times. Hold the end of the floss taut and bring the needle down just next to the space where it came out through. And pull the floss tightly. Finish! Now you can use these stitches to make your first embroidery work. Let's draw a heart shape first and use running stitch or a back stitch to outline the shape. Then fill it with split stitch or satin stitch. Then you get your first embroidered heart. There are more amazing stitches. Let's learn together next time. See ya!